Anyway, I want to talk to you today about where you are with God. Number one, anybody in here ever look in the mirror? Well, I'm sorry, blind people. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to
pretend you're looking in the mirror.
Pretend that you're looking inside yourself. I'll say that with everybody. You do that. Have you ever felt like you just didn't measure up, or that you felt like maybe a loser? That's what I deal with. Or that you're not being used like you should be from the Lord, or you just feel uncomfortable with some things. You're just restless inside. Anybody feel that?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. Anybody else? I think we all do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Came to my mood. God has created you perfectly. God does not make mistakes. And if you are listening to that, what we need to do is say, even if you don't feel it, even if you don't know what you look like, even if you don't feel it, I am beautiful. Even men, I am beautiful in the inside and outside. It's not about beauty, okay? I know we all, I wish
I had your hair. Oh, I wish I could be, she's so cute. Look how cute she is.
It's not about that. It's about what the heart is. And you can be what David said one time when he was at that funeral, doing Virginia's funeral. He said, you know, she wasn't drop-dead gorgeous, and I thought I was going to lose it. Oh, my gosh. I mean, even if you feel like people are not attractive, and that might be a blessing to the blind people, because when they get attracted to someone or they feel a bond with someone, it's because of their heart. When you downgrade yourself, it hurts the Holy Spirit. Because you're beautiful. You have no other fingerprint that matches anybody else's in the whole wide world. When he created you, he went, this is my masterpiece. You're beautiful, you're mine. So what happens is we start off by, oh, I wish God would use me more, but you know, I'm kind of shy. I don't really want to talk God. Oh, did you get to do that video?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I don't want to pray. I mean, every time Scott and I come in the church, the first thing, you know, the first time we came, I went, come on, sit down, we're going to pray. Okay. And I mean, we pray every time, mainly that I can get through. No, I'm kidding. But he takes his cap off and we pray. If for some reason I start cleaning and don't, he goes, Chris, we got to pray. Yeah, oh, yes, we do. See how habits start? Praying is the absolute thing you have to do. I'm not saying you have to do it out loud, but you will feel so good if you can pray for someone. It doesn't have to be eloquent. It doesn't have to be anything. It just needs to be from the heart. So when you think these things about yourself, that's when the enemy comes in. Because I've been there tons of times because of things that I've been through in my life. You are such a loser. You are so bad. You know, people just don't like you. You're loud. You're, you know, just, you go on and on. You're dramatic. You just, you know, and I feel rejection. I feel fear. There's so many things that we let the enemy come in and do, and we shouldn't do that. Because we're God's people and we shine so people can see the Jesus in us. You cannot entertain the demons. And you go, well, Chris, if we're Christians, we shouldn't have demons. Let me tell you, demons are real. You cannot entertain and listen to the lies. God is not going to tell you, you're the biggest loser I ever made. That is not going to come from God. For everything you went through in the past, it was your fault. And it was ridiculous, you did bad, and I can't ever forgive you. That's not ever going to happen. Although, when we get in our Christian life, it says in Revelations that he doesn't want you just to be lukewarm. He wants you to either be on fire for God or not. Because if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth.
so, you know, we kind of go through life and kind of totter around with, I think I'm going to be a little bit non-Christian-like. I'm going to, you know, somebody you run into or something, and then y'all start talking about nasty things or telling nasty jokes or just not even something that you couldn't say if Jesus was sitting right beside you. To the next time you're going, oh, God is wonderful, God, glory to God, blah, 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 and all this stuff. He doesn't want you to be lukewarm. He doesn't want you teetering on the fence. Either you're his and you're making him your savior, or you're not. You get it? You understand that? We can't be lukewarm. We can't just come in here and go, yes, oh, Pastor, it's such a good message, and I want y'all to pray for me, and then live like hell during the week. I know it happens, especially people that have been work-filled. I know that you're around secularism things, and it's hard. You may have a spouse that's irritating you, annoying you, and you may have... I've noticed that if I can't get along with people, like, say, two people, if everything they're saying annoys me, I know it's me then, okay? You've got to look at yourself. You've got to take responsibility for yourself. And that means that you are not a loser, Deborah. You are not a loser, April. You're beautiful inside and out. You give God all the glory for everything. Everything we go through, the whole lesson that we come out of is God gets the glory. Like today, He made everything happen. He fixed my truck, plus I got to be here at church. God gets the glory for that. Not my neighbors, although they were beautiful and people that have given me money, that I pray tenfold for them. But God gets the glory because He put a plan into motion. So God gets the glory. You've been sick, you feel bad, you're struggling, you're learning things, you hit valleys, you hit high peaks. God gets the glory for what you're going through because Jesus already went through it. He already did it all, whatever you're going through. And I know if you have a sickness like Dawn does and like Linda, it's so discouraging. You're beating cancer. It's so discouraging after a while. You think, why am I going through this? I mean, surely you've asked that before, being blind or whatever. There's got to be moments in your life that you've stopped and go, God, why is this happening? Why me? Let me tell you, God has a perfect plan and purpose for you. And what you go through, you have set examples for Jesus. I encourage you to not give up. Just don't give up. Why? Because God's not through with you yet. He is not through with any of y'all. He has a plan for Cindy. He has a purpose for Deborah. He has a purpose for Brenda. He has a plan for Dawn. He has a plan and purpose for April, a plan and purpose for Jill. He has a plan and purpose for Kathy. He has a plan and purpose for Pastor. He has a plan and purpose for me. We are God's kids. Okay? We are God's kids. I had someone explain something to me one time. He said, this is how I feel like God is a daddy to me. He said, you know, when your kids get old enough, they want to, like, go order the hamburger at McDonald's or the Happy Meal by themselves to feel big. And he said his son, Joshua, wanted to go order his little Happy Meal. And he gave him the money, and he said, go ahead. He went, really, Daddy? I'm a big boy now? He went, sure, you're a big boy. Go do it. That was before we had all these silly things you have to kiosk. Anyway, so he goes up there, but he said, you know what, Chris? I was standing back watching because I love him. I want to make sure he's going to be okay. That's what the Father does. He's always watching. He's always watching. Always. He's Pastor?
Omniscient or omnipresent? Which one are you looking
for? He's all that. He's everywhere all the time. I'm sorry. I need to take a pain pill, obviously. Anyway, he's all those good things. I can make Kathy laugh, that's awesome. He is present all that. He is here today. And he loves you. Just don't give up. 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 You have a purpose. You have a plan. And I'm telling y'all, y'all can get that words of knowledge like I do sometimes. You can get, all you have to do is ask God to please put someone in my way.
Yeah.
Present it to me and let me know. And the words of knowledge is God, the Holy Spirit, gives you something that you have no idea what's going on in that person's life. He gives it to you. Ask about the son and son-in-law. Ah, she looked like a, just a typical, wonderful person. But I asked him, oh, that's words of knowledge. And he's given you, a lot of people in here that I can point out, have words of wisdom. That means that someone can come to you and they have the words of wisdom that just flows out of them. You have words of prophecy. We all have talents and gifts. I'm getting late. I'm wrapping it up, Pastor. Anyway, I just want to say, don't give in. Keep fighting. You are beautiful inside and out. You are beautiful. You go, well, men aren't beautiful. Yeah, they are. They're beautiful. They're beautiful to me. I think everyone else, men are beautiful. And I especially think the women are gorgeous. But I don't mean that not to be masculine. I just think you're beautiful inside and out. Okay? Do y'all get it? I just love y'all. And I want the best for you. So, we're wrapping it up, Pastor. Don't worry. Anyway, let's go to the Father. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you love us. And please help us not to be lukewarm, Father. We want to be on fire for you. Once we get on fire for you and have revival in our lives, things are going to change so much for Bartimaeus Baptist. We ask blessings on this church. We ask blessings on the finances of this church. We ask blessings on each patron that is here today. Father, may we just, our words flow out of this building and that it would lure people to come in and to hear that they're okay, even if they may be different, that we accept them in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for working things out for us. Thank you that we struggle, but we never give up. And thank you that you're here today. We just ask forgiveness for our sins, and in Jesus' name, we praise you, holy, holy God, amen. And it does not say in the Bible, I hear this all the time, people go, I'm sorry, Pastor, people go, God won't give you anything that you can't handle. That's not what it says. You think you don't think that you're going to have rough things? You will. God will work with you through them, and we're going to learn a lesson.